Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 2nd, 1951, the Legislative Council debated a bill to amend the 1949 Government Scholarships and Exhibitions Act due to a rather awkward predicament that had presented itself. This piece of legislation, which outlined that 4 scholarships should be awarded annually and an additional 1 specifically to a female candidate, had been rendered void due to the results of the Barbados Scholarships examinations. No female had reached the required standard for the award of a Barbados scholarship, and in what was described as a seemingly rare event by Member of Parliament for St. Joseph Grantley Adams, 5 boys had each qualified for a scholarship, and there was a tie between 2 brothers, Courtney and Neville Nichols, in the classics. While all members of the Legislative Council agreed that the 5th scholarship should be awarded to 1 of the 5 successful candidates, the provisions of the Government Scholarships and Exhibitions Act, however, did not allow for a male to receive that award. Consequently, this meant that the only remedy to the issue at hand laid in an amendment to the legislation. The decision to revise this act was subjected to much critical analysis in the Legislative Council. Its president, Sir J.D. Chandler, was of the view that any amendment to this act could present similar situations in the future, and even possibly prevent girls, for whose benefit this 5th scholarship was created, from receiving the prestigious award. Though Elsie Pilgrim, later Dame Elsie Payne, had created history when she became the first female to win a Barbados scholarship in 1946, the president felt that girls were still handicapped because they did not have all the facilities required for the teaching of the various subjects. He was also concerned that the proposed amendment could prove to be costly, as it could set the precedence that extra scholarships would be awarded once a tie had occurred. The Honorable Mr. Challoner, however, did not feel similarly and argued that given the limit for the scholarships was 5, passing the bill would not in any way increase the number of scholarships to be awarded yearly. After much robust debate, the bill to amend the 1949 Government Scholarships and Exhibitions Act was finally passed. As a result of the revision of this controversial act, V.C.L. Hudson, C.A. Phillips, F.S. Manning, and brothers Courtney and Neville Nichols, the 2 candidates who had tied in the classics, were declared Barbados Island Scholars for the year 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.